Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Happy, happy Friday. It's the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 8:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, baby. Yes, welcome to another day in paradise. Hour number three of our broadcast taking place right now. And welcome, my friends. Special guest in the studio right now. We've got Mark Woodstuff. And Mark is going to tell us, well, first of all, good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
Fantastic. It is good to see you again. And Mark, if you would, tell us what Buy a Tree, Change a Life is all about.
Sure. This is an opportunity during the Christmas season where our church, Destiny Community Church in Newberry in Trenton, we sell Christmas trees for the sole purpose of raising a ton of money and giving it away 50% locally to great organizations that we can talk about later, and to 50% to global missions in places like Cambodia and Guatemala. But yeah, it's a blast.
So I hate to use the word franchise, but this is done kind of on a national level. This is just your operation of that, right?
Yeah, we're a part of a network of about 71 other churches and organizations that that help raise a ton of money and again give it all away. It's great.
Well, yeah, and this is going to be opening up on Monday. The demand has always been high, and so it won't last long. This is not one you want to lollygag about, but hopefully everything will be set, ready to go on Monday. And you've been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah, this is our sixth season of selling trees with Buy a Tree, Change a Life. And we've had a great time. Every season, it gets better and better. Last year, I came out on the radio station, had a blast with you guys. Just an update on that, we raised and gave away $153,000.
100% of all the money that you raised, you gave away, just like
that's right.
Just like the agreement is. And so over this 6 years, I see a total here. It looks like about $542,000.
I like to say over a half a million.
That does sound impressive,
nice
as well.
It sounds so much greater when throw out that,
like that
million.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, for those who want to go in the tree farm business. All these profits aren't simply from selling the trees, are they? And the reason I ask is because I think you've got some sponsors that help, too.
Yeah, this is a group and community effort. We have some amazing and generous sponsors that come alongside us. I would love to talk about Osteen Brothers. They do site development in our local area. Fantastic company run by good Christian people. And great stewards of their finances, and then also their generosity in sharing it with Buy a Tree. So they are our top platinum sponsor. And then Bronson Lube, Daughtry Tree Service, which all of your listeners are very familiar
absolutely.
With. My friend Robert Filial over at HMA Mortgage, and Icon Integrated Mechanical Solutions. Those are our top sponsors this year. They really set the stage for how we can really give away big bucks. The tent, the trees, all of our expenses are completely taken care of before So as a customer, you're coming in and you know that everything that you're purchasing, everything that you're giving on top of the purchase of your tree, it's going straight to the kids.
Yeah, it's not like, well, we had to deduct 30% for expenses, which, you know, could be common, but you've got that angle covered. Yeah. I think that's fantastic. You're also going to have bounce houses and cookies and what else? Anything else?
Yeah, we try to make this as family-friendly as possible. I like to say that the bounce houses are great for our volunteers. They're great for our customers. Mom and dad can make a great decision on a beautiful tree because their kids are out playing with our youth group out in the bounce houses and having cookie and cocoa. So we try to make it family friendly. There's a couple of games and different things that the kids can do, and a kid zone so they can write letters to Santa, color pictures, do all the fun things that kids do during the Christmas season.
Well, this is just a wonderful opportunity to help to, you know, teach the kids what, you know, Christmas is all about charity, about giving, about sharing your blessings. And you'd mentioned that 50% of the proceeds end up helping charities around the world, but 50% stays very local. Can you tell me about some of those organizations that benefit here locally?
Absolutely. So one of our greatest giving partners that we like to work with is Sierra Pregnancy Center, Foster Florida. Both those organizations are on the front line of life. When families choose life, you have Sierra Pregnancy Center, and then you also have Foster Florida in those situations as well. I want to talk a little bit about my friend Rhett Cooper.
Okay.
He is a young man who rung the bell 3 weeks ago, pediatric cancer survivor. And not only is he a pediatric survivor, but he's given back. So he was blessed, and his family was blessed with a red wagon when they were in the hospital, because he had long stays at Shands.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started an organization where he fills red wagons and takes them back to families. And I know that one of our friends was out here talking about Ronald McDonald, and you guys are...
Yes.
They donated, I think, over 100 wagons to the families at Ronald McDonald House. It has things in it like really simple snacks and coloring books for kids, earbuds, mats when you're sleeping on those beds inside the hospital. Those beds are not always the most comfortable. So they have like a sleep roll that you can roll out and sleep on top of that. And this was his idea and just way.
Now, how old is he?
He is, I want to say, 8. Don't quote me on that, Rhett.
Wow. Well, he's a young man, but yet he's getting pretty aggressive with all these wagons and giving back. That's very impressive for a young kid like that.
He's an amazing young man. Love the family.
Well, what else do you want to share with us about this wonderful thing? By the way, it's called Buy a Tree, Change a Life, and you can find that on Facebook, right? That's one of the easiest ways to find out.
Let me cover some of those addresses. So Buy a Tree, Change a Life is going to be at Batcal Newberry, B-A-T-C-A-L, Batcal. So Buy a Tree, Change a Life, Newberry, and also the same handle for our Trenton location. So we have two locations to serve Alachua and Gilchrist County. For our physical locations, if you're heading west on Newberry Road, going towards the Gulf of America, you will see our tent, red and white, on the side of the road just as you come into Newberry. And if you keep driving a little bit further into Trenton, turn right on Main Street just across from the middle high school. You can't miss it there as well. We have a tent in the front yard.
I think the big point I think I got to make in it, because they go so quickly. I mean, the trees. So this is not one of those things of, hey, I heard about that on the Bob Rose Show Friday. Maybe in the next week or two or three, we'll go get our tree over there. That is not a good idea now.
No, this is an opportunity. Bring your family out. Make it a Thanksgiving tradition. Start coming out and seeing us. Thanksgiving is really prime time. We start selling this coming Monday. Mm-hmm. That's why we get to you before the Thanksgiving holiday. But we like to get in, sell a bunch of trees, get sappy, and give away hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And these are coming fresh from North Carolina.
Absolutely. These are fresh Fraser fir trees.
Fraser fir.
You got to work on saying that probably.
That's awesome. I love what you're doing. We're happy to have you in here again, Mark, and we wish you continued success, and it wouldn't hurt our feelings if we break more records again this year.
I am looking forward to it. I don't like to lose.
I bet your Rosebud will show up again this year.
Yep.
He always shows up.
Yep. Yeah.
I would love to see Rosebud out in Gilchrist County. Over
there you go, Rosebud.
I'm sure you will.
Personal invitation there.
Thank you for what you do. It's appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Woodstuff, Buy a tree, change a life. You can find it on Facebook. Don't lollygag, though. Get your tree soon. They'll be open up on Monday, and they won't last long. So get it done. Thank you, Mark. All right. 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got more headlines, more information to get to. There's a lot of activities going on this weekend. We'll cover some of those. It's all on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:20, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Wow, what a weekend it's going to be. We've got Light Up Ocala going on at the downtown square. That goes from 3 to 8. We've got the Gators playing in the Swamp against Tennessee. That's at 7:30. And there's other related events going on, too, you know, with football game. And you don't necessarily have to have tickets to go to the game or anything, but you can get a free PSA test. And, you know, the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, is behind this as well. UF Health Cancer Center and a Prostate Cancer Foundation. Anyway, the bottom line is you can get a quick PSA test. It'll only take a couple minutes, and it could save your life because 1 in 8. Yeah, prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men, but early detection can make all the difference. And that is going on right across from the stadium at the ExactTech Arena. And I believe it's the gate that might be closest as well. I believe that's gate number 2. You'll see the folks out there. And take advantage of that, all right? And it's a life-saving event, really, literally. So that's, I mean, there's, wow, just so much going on. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate. I'm hearing that we may get a little cool stuff blowing in here, like right after Thanksgiving. It's going to be a warm Thanksgiving, I think, and then after that, we might get some cool stuff. They're not sure how far south it'll go, but in our listing area, we should probably feel some of the effects of that anyway. But that's not for a while. Don't worry about it. something that is a little bit concerning. Jacksonville, it's more of a rumor thing than anything else. Well, let me just... Florida serial killer fears spread after three women found dead in 3 days. Now, authorities say cases are unrelated and pose no public danger despite online speculation. So this is one where factually, yes, three women were killed in 3 days. But are they necessarily related? Could it be the same killer? That for right now, they're saying they're not related. All right, Florida authorities are pushing back on social media rumors about a serial killer on the loose in Jacksonville after three women were found dead in separate incidents over 3 days. JSO addressed the speculation directly on Tuesday. They're aware of the rumors circulating about a serial killer on the loose. We can confirm these claims are false. The department added that detectives are investigating each case individually, following the facts and evidence, adding that there's no danger to the public related to these incidents. I don't know, honestly, I don't know how they can say that. I mean, there's always a danger to the public. Yeah. And if you have some, at least one, if not three, people have committed murder, there's a possibility that, yeah, you could be in danger, right?
There's a bad guy on the loose, yes.
I mean, there's no danger to the public related to these incidents. I don't know how you can say that.
Yeah.
I would say there could be.
Be a danger. Unless they know something.
Oh.
Like if they have a suspect, if they know who he is, where he's at, those kind of things. But to say there's none usually, unless they know something, that's a big statement.
Well, I watched enough of those, murder crime mystery shows that Betsy's addicted to, but I watch them too. And I enjoy some of them. I mean, you don't enjoy the content, but you know what I mean? Solving the crime is kind of cool. But you see a lot of times, and I'm not picking on law enforcement because I love the thin blue line, but they tend to get focused on who they think, committed the murder. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, I should say a fair amount of times, they're just not right.
Right.
Because they're going by statistics. It's somebody that's very close to you. It probably is a husband or an ex or this or that. And then they become, focused in on that, and they forget about what else could have taken place. And I know that's the whole idea. Like a TV show is going to show you the anomaly, the one that is different, not the one that tends to go that way. But I don't know. I just think you need to I just need to keep an open mind when you're investigating these things, because I've seen it before in real life, not just in TV, where they focus on this person and then they try to make like the whole case fit the person being guilty instead of saying, well, let's pursue all the facts and see where the chips may fall. If indeed this person is guilty, hopefully the evidence will reflect that. But
well, a certain Atlanta bombing years ago kind of pulled that stunt, and they were totally wrong.
That's exactly right.
So,
yeah, good memory on that one. Although, can you remember the guy's name?
I could pull it off of a list, but immediate Richard somebody? Richard, was it Richard?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm drawing a blank too. Oh, okay. We always do that.
Yeah, I know.
It's there on the tip of my tongue, too. Jewel.
Jewel, yes. That's it.
Richard Jewel.
We should know that, since I know some people around here named Jewel.
We can't remember. We can't remember everything all the time.
No.
I mean, the fact that we have the recall we have, Greg, we're as close as a human can get to AI.
Oh, that concerns me a little bit.
Why?
Just AI.
We'll be replaced.
It could be.
Sorry, I'm tired of working anyway. Oh! Say that out loud. Not tired of the paycheck, though. The Trump White House is working to fix the affordability crisis, making significant progress in this area after Americans suffered under Bidenflation for years. This is Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt pointing that out during Thursday's press briefing. She pointed to a blockbuster September jobs report, showed the addition of 119,000 jobs, more than doubling the forecast of 50,000. These gains came after the summer passage of President Trump's historic tax cuts and multiple big trade deals with countries around the world. In particular, the construction jobs surged by 19,000 in September, the largest monthly gain in a year. Well, if all this money that's going to be poured into the U.S., I mean, really comes to fruition, we are going to be building facilities and warehouses and, you know, they're going to be building more cars. What was it, a $10 billion deal done with Toyota?
Yep.
I mean, it's, to me, it's very, very, very exciting. Inflation is remaining under control. Wages are up 3.8% over the year for American workers because of Trump's pro-growth policies. In fact, real wages are on a pace to increase roughly $1,200 for the average worker this year under President Trump. So it's a complete reversal of the failed Biden era when we saw inflation skyrocket to 9%, causing private sector workers to see their wages decline by approximately $3,000. No. Yep. And it was Vice President J.D. Vance that also pointed to these economic realities during an event with Breitbart, describing the jobs report as huge. And he said it proves that Trump economic policies are actually working. Now, if we could just get the Fed to do their part, chip away at those rates a little bit. I'm telling you, I'm not just doing this to pump you up. I think that 2026 is going to be a heck of a year for America and for Americans. And we've got a president that is he's trying to make us great. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And for those that don't appreciate it, Greg would say, shut up. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. A ton of stuff we're still going to get to coming up. I'm going to look for some weird stuff. I'm warning you right now.
Uh-oh.
Weird is coming.
We've been warned.
97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good morning. Welcome, my friends. Happy Friday. It appears we have made it, at least thus far. The sun is shining.
Yes.
And I like that. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
look, we've discussed it on the air. It's no secret that you and I both suffer from some levels of anxiety from time to time.
Sure.
And it's just something we discussed, really, I think, when we first met and talked about that. And, you know, there's a little feeling sometimes. It's just in your gut, kind of always churning to some degree or another.
We think a lot about things going on, and that can cause a little self-stress. It's not unusual with radio people in general. We're kind of insecure. So
yeah, because our job could end at any time. Yeah, but I'm over that now.
Yeah.
But so you look at ways to deal with it. I saw a thing about saffron, you know, a natural thing like that, being helpful for anxiety and depression and stuff like that.
Sure.
And they've done some studies apparently and show real, you know. And then I looked it up, and the saffron is like $75 an ounce or something crazy like that. Now I don't know how much it takes.
Well, that's stress, yeah.
That's just an example. Now I found something that treats anxiety. It's a little cheaper than that. It sounds like it's a lot more fun.
Oh no.
How spanking can help with anxiety. Yeah.
Wow.
Look, I'm trying to help.
Yeah. Is that what you call it?
You've tried yoga, meditation, long walks to reduce stress, but have you taken a whack at spanking?
Oh.
The New York Post reporting, while it might sound counterintuitive for some people, impact play, quote unquote, they call it, like spanking, can actually help reduce feelings of stress and anxiety through pain. Yeah, here's my advice. If a coworker's feeling a little stressed, a little anxious, I wouldn't volunteer the service of trying to help them through their anxiety.
Not this way.
Because when you're in court, and you try to explain, I was just trying to help with their anxiety. I'm not sure that a jury is going to be very accepting of that.
I don't think so.
So keep your hands to yourself.
It may sound like a good plan, but I wouldn't think so, no.
But yeah, apparently it is helpful. They say it helps to keep you in the moment. It's interrupting the fretful thought loops that particularly plague those with anxiety or ADHD. You know, it plays over in a loop in your head.
Yeah.
You know, I got to worry about this. I got to worry. It's like, yeah, you just thought about that 5 minutes ago. Nothing's changed. But it's not like you can stop it for a lot of us. Controlled painful stimuli trigger the release of endorphins and endocannabinoids, which are like the body's natural painkillers and mood boosters. When combined with the rush of hormones released during arousal, pain can register as pleasure.
Mm.
And no, Greg, I'm not volunteering to help you with your anxiety.
Mm.
But thanks for asking.
I'm out of the pain. No, thank you.
And really, seriously, they've done studies on this. There is something to it. Am I really trying to help people with this, or am I just taking advantage of a little bit of a tawdry?
I'm voting option B.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe a little bit of option A.
Yeah.
And but primarily option B.
Yeah, it's one of those old, 80-20 issues. 20% totally looking out for the people. 80% just
something you can talk about.
Trying to,
be a bad
just
boy.
Me being me sometimes. Oh,
yeah.
Yep. What were we talking about earlier? Rocky came out in 1976 on this day. And, that was huge.
Well, then the other thing was 1980.
And,
Who shot JR?
And
we found out.
That's when we found out. It was on this day in 1980.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was, what was it, his sister's?
It was sister-in-law/mistress kind of thing. So. I mean, it was JR. He was a bad boy.
Yeah. And it, let's see if it says here.
It's in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
The November 21st episode solved the mystery identifying Kristen Shepherd, JR's wife's sister-in-law.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Once more removed than I mentioned.
Yeah. But she was also his former mistress.
Yes.
As the culprit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I always thought she did it. I suspected her.
350 million people tuned in worldwide.
And that was then. I mean, a whole lot more people in the world now.
Yeah, there was only like 360 million people in the whole world in 1980. Yeah, maybe a little more.
A little more.
The Mamdani era has already begun.
That's concerning.
It should be, especially if you're Jewish. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian activists besieged Manhattan's prestigious Park East Synagogue chanting "Globalize the Intifada." I thought we determined that that wasn't very nice.
That's not nice.
We determined that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's pretty much a given.
And wasn't that also the one where Mamdani had a hard time separating himself from that? When asked several times?
Yep.
Okay. So they're chanting, "Globalize the Intifada, death to the IDF," which, of course, that'd be like saying, you know, death to the Marines.
Exactly.
"Take another settler out." Take another. Right. And I don't think they mean for a beer.
No, I don't think so.
They mean take them out.
No.
Yeah. And critics are warning.
They're getting what they voted for. I'm sorry.
Oh, and critics are warning. You haven't even gotten what you voted for yet. This is just the beginning of a radicalized climate under socialist mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani. This nighttime demonstration targeted an event about Jewish immigration to Israel hosted inside the synagogue, which has stood on East 67th Street since 1890 and also houses a prominent Jewish day school. Organizers from these other groups and their allied anti-Israel groups promoted the rally as a "no settlers on stolen land" and a, quote, "protest to stop the settler recruiting fair," branding the program as a settler recruiting event.
Hmm.
And this is just the beginning. Like you say, Mamdani hasn't even taken office yet.
Yep.
And you've got these people already acting out. I remember somebody saying, if you've got, especially if you've got like Jewish kids or whatever, it is not going to be a great environment.
It was former Mayor Adams.
That's who said it, yeah.
Yeah, he was concerned. He goes, boy, if you got kids, I'd be concerned.
You know, we were going in that way back machine. We talked about Rocky on this day in 76. We talked about Who Shot JR, 1980, Dallas, big TV show. What about Al Michaels? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Miracle on Ice. He called the hockey game at a Living
He's
Infinity.
He's got a great voice. He's just good.
He's always been really good. I agree. Thursday night, football play-by-play caller Al Michaels says he's not at all ready to retire from his Amazon Prime Video football broadcasting gig, which, of course, they air the Thursday night games. And the rumors have been circulating that Michael, he's now 81.
Oh, my goodness.
And he
doesn't look it.
He's aged, but he still looks very, very good for 81. And he sounds, that's the thing.
He doesn't miss a beat.
No.
He sounds good.
And he's planning to retire at the end of this season, but that was the rumor.
Mm.
And he said, "Not so fast. I feel really good right now. It's been a good year, a lot of fun. I love the people I'm working with. So if I had to make a decision today, I would want to come back."
Hmm.
And it's a two-way street here, he said. They could tell me, hey, we got to move on. It's time to make a transition, all that. It could happen. However, Michaels added that as we sit here on a mid-November afternoon, I feel really good. And I still love what I do. And again, work with a tremendous crew. So, yeah. I think this moment in time, I'd like to continue. Yes. I'm sure money has nothing to do with it. He joined Amazon in 2022 with a three-year, $15 million deal after leaving NBC.
Nice.
Yep. But since 2025, he's just been signing one-year deals year to year.
Good idea.
Yeah.
At that point.
How old is he? 81?
81, yeah.
You know, you get to a certain age and you have to start withdrawing from your... from some of your investments and stuff.
Really?
Well, if it's like in a 401k or something similar. Okay. You have to.
But I think it's great.
You can send it here. Al.
Yes. The Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy.
Yeah, we're the guys that call you Al.
Yeah. That should be a song.
Could be.
Yeah.
So anyway, good for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Although, what if we're waiting in line for that gig? Like, bring in the new blood.
Yeah, come on, let us one of his young guys do it.
I do like to hear that. He's 81.
Uh-huh.
We're way,
absolutely.
Way younger than that. All right, it's 8:45 right now on a Friday. Yep, the weekend is here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I'll give you all the big headlines. We'll have some fun as well right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. My friends, happy Friday. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. And it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe.
That's so easy.
It is easy. Light Up Ocala is tomorrow. There are several stops that you can utilize and get, you know, dropped off, if you will. That's, you know, probably the best way to avoid what could be kind of a snarling of traffic there. So there's several locations you can work with there. And then Gators in the swamp taking on Tennessee. And that's 7:30 game time. So it'll be just like perfect football weather, you know, 7:30 on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Got to love that. Hey, speaking of sports and enjoying the weather, get ready for teeing off for a great cause. I'm inviting you to join us Monday, December 8th at Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. It's the 2025 Pepin Gives Charity Golf Scramble, brought to you by Comfort Keepers. They raise a lot of money for Habitat for Humanity. Pepin Gives, I mean, they've been doing fantastic work. And I just saw a note from Betsy, I think yesterday. I thought they were down to four foursomes. I think at that time they may have had five, but the bottom line is they're going quick. This is Monday, December 8th is the actual tournament. But if you've never, if you like golf at all, or you just like giving back to the community and having fun, Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club, even if you're not great at golf like me, I can truly appreciate a fantastic club that is in impeccable shape. So, you know, just for that alone is definitely worth it. For more information to get involved, visit pepingives.com. That's pepingives.com. From the file of Do We Feel Sorry for Him?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I'm living in hotels and Airbnbs. I'm basically homeless. Not how most people would describe homeless. We're talking about Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey revealed he is homeless years after his sexual assault scandal that left a stain on his career. I'm living in hotels, living in Airbnbs. And
yeah, but we're not talking Motel 6.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah, and I mean, what would prevent you from purchasing a home? Are you saying you broke? I'd find that hard to believe.
You would think so.
Well, that House of Cards gig on Netflix, which, by the way,
did just fine.
I'm not commenting on his personal life. I don't know that much about it. Here's what I do know. I think he's an incredible actor.
Oh, absolutely.
I really do. Yeah. And House of Cards. Did you ever see that one, Greg, on Netflix? Man.
Yeah, he's good.
That was a show. So scary about that's probably much closer to how Washington works than anything you would have seen on West Wing, for sure.
Yeah.
During a lengthy interview with the Telegraph on Sunday, Spacey noted that he lost his house in Baltimore, Maryland, where he had lived for over a decade, because the cost over these last 7 years have been astronomical. I've had very little coming in and everything going out. Well, you know, he's no spring chicken. No. I mean, didn't he prepare for that?
Yeah, but you're also living a certain lifestyle, and if it's you still got those things, you got all the legal expenses.
It's called downsizing, Greg.
Yeah. Apparently so.
Anyway, last year, Spacey broke down in tears in an interview with Piers Morgan while discussing the millions he owed in legal debt. Well, I didn't realize he had that much in legal debt from battling the Me Too and the sexual assault allegations in court. You get through it in weird ways. I feel like I'm back to where I first started, which is, you know, I just went to where the work was. Everything is in storage. I hope that at some point, if things continue to improve, I'll be able to decide where I want to settle down again. He was exiled from Hollywood basically following a sex offense allegations, despite his acquittal in court. He went on to say, I'm living in hotels and Airbnbs. I'm going to go where the work is. I literally have no home. That's what I'm attempting to explain. After being asked about his financial situation, the 66-year-old actor said, not great. But, you know, things turn around for some of those folks fairly quickly, too.
Well, because there's a bunch of them that have, like, been bankrupt 8 or 9 or 10 times.
So. But, I mean, to be acquitted and then still be kind of blackballed, if you will.
Well, and if you still got the legal expenses.
Yeah. You know, all of that. Yep. While Hollywood has blacklisted the actor, he nonetheless maintains that people who encounter him in public always seem to ask the same question: when are you getting back to work? He added that he gets approached by first-time filmmakers and emerging talent. People have said, you know, would never have gotten through the door at the Creative Artist Agency who want to work with him, as well as his former agents anyway.
Yeah.
You don't think of it that way, of having millions and then having millions be wiped out.
If you owe millions, yeah.
8:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Friday, the weekend is here. And the 9 o'clock stretch is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.